Anything that you accept becomes transformed. That's the miracle. And many of you have actually already experienced that in your life, that by when you let go of needing a situation to be different from the way it is, you wanted it to be different, but nothing happens. You let go, you allow it to be, and suddenly it changes. So much so that the expression has been coined by somebody, what you resist persists. So the resistance to what is keeps you stuck with what is. So thought loses its capacity to make you unhappy on the one hand, but on the other hand, as presence arises, thought actually becomes more powerful too, because thought that is inspired by the one intelligence that comes out of the state of presence is fresh, alive, new, creative. It contains insights. It has energy to it that is transformative. When you speak to somebody out of presence, they will listen because they can sense there's more than the words. There's an energy that comes with the words. I talk a lot about these things, and every time I talk, it feels completely new to me. And because it comes out of the state of presence. I've said these things many times in one way or another, but the words are nevertheless fresh because they come out of presence, and it's so alive. So that is the thoughts then become more powerful, less self-serving, and you can create through thought. Of course you can. Everybody does it, most of them unconsciously. And then you create not so much as someone who needs something to complete him or herself, but creation happens through you out of the joy of creating aliveness, out of the joy of playing in this universe of form. And so the new motivating factor for action, as the old motivating factor for action disappears, which is fear and wanting, the two motivating factors in the egoic, self-obsessed state, desire or wanting and fear, those two motivate people. And that becomes replaced by the joy of acting, of doing in the now, not making this now into a means to an end, but to enjoy the movement, the doing. Every master, whatever you're a master at, in your field of mastery, there will be a joy as you perform those actions. And so thought becomes also more empowered. The silence is still there.